Pyramid of Touchdowns rout the Rebels to win their first What's On Joe Mind Bowl in their first season. The Horror Show takes third place and keeps the Warriors 0 for forever in the postseason. The Keel Hauls stop the surging RHBs to win the Constellation Ladder for fifth place. And in a shock, the Fighting Justins send home the Teal Ninjas with the Chucko. It's all over but the celebrating on this last edition of the What's On Joe Mind Fantasy Sports Desk.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're way late on this. It's actually we're in the background on my TV. If it's that loud, you'll hear the NFL playoffs are underway.
Playoffs?
Again, as a Giants fan, this is a meaningless time for me. Mike Irizarry with me as always, Gary Godso, JB Johnson. Gentlemen, how's this afternoon treating you?
Fantastic. We figured out that I had put my wife on my spam block for text messages, so that situation is now resolved.
Convenient.
Wow. How many times did you get shot before that happened?
Just the once.
Okay, good. Good. I'd hate to think you lost more blood. Let's get to it.
It's the Trouble with Wives edition.
Loud, gentlemen. But what we're going to do, just give a quick wrap-up of most of the games. We will cover the important ones in greater detail. Let's get to some of the consolation games. JB Johnson and the Baylor Bears topped Paris 79-65. Charlottesville ended the hot run by the RHPs. The RHPs gone flaccid, 96-90.
Just a matter of time.
You figured most guys are only good for about 4 minutes. He was good for about 6 weeks. So, hats off. Little tiny hats. Jay Taylor's Body Massagers, 88-56 winners over Nick Adams, Duke's Dominators. Premature confirmation, prematured all over the Oregon Outpost, 788-78-35.
Ooh.
And the FUs with a big win over the Duff Crew, 93-52.
The best of the worst.
Best of the worst right there. Those are the also-rans. Let's get to the least meaningful and therefore perhaps the second most meaningful game from last week. The Chucko Bowl. New England Bazookas of Justin Bell, 3-12 on the season. Travel to Springfield to see the Tail Ninjas and Tommy Fauntleroy, 6-9. You think they would be big favorites? No.
No.
Justin doubles them up, 94-44. Not proud, Tommy Fauntleroy, but Philip Rivers didn't give you any help there. 3 points out of Phil, whereas Justin had 24 out of Joe Flacco, 14 out of Frank Gore, 14 from DeSean Jackson, 19 out of Andre Johnson, respectable 9 out of Steve Smith, and Dan Bailey with 14. Didn't matter that he didn't get anything out of 3 spots in the lineup. Still 94 points is actually not a bad week.
No.
The Teal Ninjas, really nobody showed up. Phillip Rivers had 3, Alfred Morris 5, Gio Bernard had 11, which is great for him this season. Roddy White with 8 points, Sammy Watkins with 5, Jared Cook 3 points, Carlos Dansby with 8. The Cardinals defense not showing up a whole lot. Their 20-17 loss, only 1 point, and Billy Cundiff wasn't even on the field for Cleveland.
That's okay. No one else was either.
Don't think it would have really made the difference. Him and Patrick Willis were up in the stands watching that one together. But even Justin's bench would have given Tommy Fauntleroy a run for his money. Tommy Fauntleroy and the Springfield Teal Ninjas, you are the 2014 Chucko Losers.
You know what the big difference here was? That trade at the end of the season providing Joe Flacco so the New England Bazookas could get out of the Chucko.
Yeah, he actually got a few good weeks out of Frank Gore at the end of the year, too.
He came out on top of that trade.
It turned out to be a much better deal for Justin than it was for Gary. And that's why they play the game. Everybody who is lambasting the commissioner needs to go suck it. That would just really be Jamie. Nobody lambasts the commissioner on that one. It would just be Jamie. So Jamie, once again, proven wrong and quite silly by the outcome. Let's look at the consolation game for third place. 12-3 Horror Show playing host to the Fort Wadsworth Warrior and sending them away in rude fashion, 107-74.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the quick box score. It looks like the Panthers defense led the way last week for the Horror Show. 30 big points, 21 out of Dez Bryant, 12 out of Justin Forsett, 11 for Mike Evans, 11 points out of Luke Kuechly. You didn't have much to counter that one, Gary. 18 out of Andrew Luck, Marcus Colson with 12.
Lawrence Timmons, nice game on defense for 11, 10 points out of your kicker, Cody Parkey, and just some kind of some chump change besides. That Falcons defense, oof.
Yeah, that's interesting because he had the Falcons and the Panthers were playing that last game that last weekend for the win and in on the NFL side of things. And being that the Falcons were playing at home and everything, you'd figured they would come out with a little bit more pride. Panthers was just ready to play on both sides of the ball and just really whacked them 34-3. And when you've got the defense that has 34 points put up against them, you're getting no points if you're lucky.
I'd say, really, that's a pretty good showing considering 34 points got scored on them.
Yeah.
I think that might have been banking on Mike Smith a win in your end game. That might have been an error in judgment.
Well, I mean, but maybe that game was such a rout that clock management didn't come into it. So, but, you know, whatever.
And a 5 big points from the late season trade on Jamar Charles. So there's that.
And I picked up Doug Martin off the waiver wire about 3 weeks ago. And he's actually put up more points in each one of those weeks than Jamal Charles did. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you're the bug and sometimes you're the windshield. And, well, it didn't work out well for me this time. And then Andrew Luck gets pulled in the entire second half in their game against the Tennessee Titans. So ain't nothing was working for me. Unfortunately, the Warriors continue their playoff drought. They are 0-4 forever, as mentioned in the preview. We've never won.
You need to get Andy Dalton on your roster next year, just for symbolism.
I'd like to congratulate Jamie Creech on winning the title if we'd had a proper playoff format, but we did not, so he finishes third instead of first.
Well, you know, Jamie Creech did win his division, so that does put him, that does put him one ahead of other Jamies. It does make him the best Jamie in this league. Without further ado, let's segue that into the championship game. Josh Morgan at the Pyramid of Touchdowns, flying to Millville, play the Rebels and Chris Brown and his band of renown. Land the spank on him, 136-100. We figured that since all three of us were picking Pyramid of Touchdowns, that it would turn into a 30-point win for Millville, but it actually turned into a 30-point win when we were all correct. I'm as surprised as anybody. Chris Brown had a great week. 101 points usually gets you a pretty solid win. Six guys in double figures. You know, a Marquise Leap through the goose egg up there, but he's a Jacksonville receiver. What do you expect? 19 points from Roethlisberger, 18 from DeMarco Murray, 17 from Denver's Connor Barth, the kicker, 13 from Brandon Oliver, 10 from Charles Clay. You got some good production there. And no, Pyramid of Touchdowns just blowing him out of the water.
Big week.
26 from Stafford, 24 from ODB, who has me excited for next year. I am looking forward to next season, full season out of ODB. 18 from Randall Cobb as he came out of the basement. 17 from Kobe Fleener, who played the full game against Tennessee.
Yeah.
16 for Jordan Matthews. 13 points out of Mr. Championship, Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner needs to be Pyramid of Touchdowns defensive guy next year. He's the player that swung the championship. 136-100, Pyramid Touchdowns over Millville. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Hey, other than Jamie Creech, who should have been the champ in a proper formatting, congratulations to Josh Morgan. The riding out of Odell Beckham, just a massive scoring machine down the stretch. So he became the Giants' number one receiver, and really only good thing about the Giants' season this year. Rode that, and then Bobby Wagner coming on at the end of the season back from injury, kind of righted Seattle ship, as well as the Pyramid of Touchdowns. As we know, Mike's favorite name, so we can see what, you know, the commissioner's name liking does for you.
Well, no, the FUs didn't get the Chucko, so it doesn't mean that much. If this was all about names, then the RHPs would win every year. That is a Mike running gag. I take that as an homage to me.
My thoughts on the Pyramid of Touchdowns win, congratulations to Josh.
You know what that means, too. He's on the big show.
He had the win, and he won three straight to finish the season out. But he was 6-6 at one point. Finished his regular season at 9-6, and then won two more on top of that in the playoffs. So basically, he's been playing like he's been in the playoffs the last 5 weeks. And he's been adding to his roster. I mean, Kobe Fleener is an addition to his roster. Reason I know that, I had Kobe Fleener earlier in the season. So he has been working the waiver wire to add to his team and to make it better. Proof is in the pudding. He managed to do that. This is also the second straight year that the number four seed has won the What's on Joe Mind Bowl.
That's true. Justin Bell's New England Bazookas were the wild card team last year, as we had three divisions. Justin Bell's wild card winners were the champs at the end of the day. Although back in season one, Uffman did just lay the spank down on the entire league.
He led from wire to wire in Uffman's team that year. Uffman's record of the most wins in the season, 13 wins, that is still safe. That did not get beat this year. And on top of that, Josh Morgan gets the automatic berth into next year's season, so you can expect to see him back.
Everybody gets to defend. You always have to defend. So let's take a look down the big list. This is after everything susses out. This is the entire list of 16, the final league standings. Pyramid of Touchdowns, of course, in your number one spot, Josh Morgan. Congratulations again. Number two spot, Chris Brown and the Millville Rebels. Number three, Jamie Creech and the Horror Show. Number four, Gary Shutout Godso.
Woo.
Maybe it's Goose Egg Godso. Number five, Dan Uffman, Thurlville Kuehl.
How about choke artists?
I don't know about choking. I'm not choking.
Doesn't start with a G.
Choking would be more like what the Horror Show did.
Well, if we had a proper playoff format, they'd have been the champs, you know, but, you know, hey.
I believe that when you win your division, you go to the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, Jamie.
I just thought it was the best teams win. I'm sorry.
Because clearly, if you didn't see at the beginning of the season when we had divisions, and then you would think the best teams win, then you would be what we call a dumbass.
Man, Commissioner's a little testy today.
Number six, Long Island RHPs, Rock Mastrangelo. Number seven, Jamie Johnson, the Baylor Bears. Number eight, Debbie Godso and the Paris Dynamite.
Yeah, good finish for her.
Yeah, it was a hot start and kind of a fizzled finish as Peyton Manning, something happened there. I still say he's not right. But that was her points machine going out to pasture.
Right.
Number nine, Jay Taylor and the Body Massagers. Seems like we were ragging Jay Taylor every week, and there he is, number nine. Number 10, Nick Adams, Duke's Dominators. Number 10, Carson and the Premature Confirmation. Somehow getting his 5-10 record up to number 11. He's the worst team with the highest ranking. Number 12, Aaron Rayfield, Oregon Outpost 788. We were talking playoffs with you a couple weeks ago, man. What happened? What happened, Aaron Rayfield? What happened? Number 13, the FUs. Ashley White Johnson, no doubt, cursing the very air we breathe. Number 14, the genius, Ibibin Foster.
I have a good name for his team next year. It's got to be the Evil Genius.
The Evil Geniuses. Ibibin's Evil Genius. Evil Geniuses. And the Duff Crew, number 14. Number 15, Justin Bell and the New England Bazookas. Should put a little asterisk there with the assist from Goose Egg Godso. Thanks for whiffing a trade, Gary.
Ah, well.
And then finally, number 16, at 6-9, 3 wins better than the 15 spot, but losing when it counts, your Chucko, Tommy Fummer.
He had a mighty fall, too. In his first season, and he was in the inaugural season with us, he made the playoffs.
Very true. The season hiatus didn't do him well. You got to get back in on this one, Tommy Fauntleroy. You got to save some respect. You got to pony up, man. We'll be in touch.
I think that's what we're afraid of, Mike. I think that's what we're afraid of.
Ever since we were just a podcast doing a hack fantasy football league, it was one thing. Now we're a podcast doing a hack fantasy football league that does a hack podcast about fantasy football. Now this is getting a little out of hand.
Shall we go over the trophies?
Let's do. And let's take a look here. The What's on Joe Mind Fantasy Football Championship Trophy. Of course, Josh Morgan, Pyramid of Touchdowns. The Chucko, also known as Mint on Card Crystal Ball, Springfield Field Ninjas. And of course, the Charles Ellen Emanuele Memorial Trophy.
Ultimately, it doesn't mean very much.
Charles Emanuele Memorial Trophy is awarded to the What's on Joe Mind Fantasy Football Leaguer with the best regular season record. Just like its namesake, you notice it when it's there, but it ultimately doesn't mean very much. It is awarded to the Fantasy Football Leaguer with the best regular season record, which would be The Horror Show and Jamie Creech. And then, of course, divisional trophies went out to our four division winners, which would have been Horror Show, Millville, Fort Wadsworth, and our champion, Pyramid of Touchdowns. So congratulations to Jamie, the real Jamie, Gary, Chris Brown, and Josh Morgan. Of course, the noted author, James Kavanaugh Memorial Trophy, granted to the team which scores the most over the course of the season, as it should be. 1,511 points. The Horror Show picks that one up as well. Lots of hardware for the Horror Show this year.
Not the one that counts, though, unfortunately.
Ross Collector's Medal of Valor. for collectors who shop only at Ross, we salute your principles and your resulting tiny collections. Correspondingly, this medal is awarded to the season's worst scoring team with only 1,108 points. That would be the New England Bazookas and Justin Bell.
A body of fallen.
It's a tiny collection of Sigma Six. This is, of course, the end of the fantasy football season. We invite you to send feedback along. Of course, the same emails that you write for the normal show work fine for us here, the same avenues. What's on Joe Mind at gmail.com. Visit us at Facebook. You can hit us on Twitter. What's the phone number, Gary? We got a phone message last week. It's going to be on the big show.
I'm fully expecting a large letter and email writing campaign this offseason how to fix the playoffs and the, you know, fix the travesty that was costing me my runner-up and Jamie Creech his championship.
So far has been a legion of one.
262-515-WOJM. That's 262-515-WOJM. You can call or text us at that number.
See, we are with it. We're thinking of maybe some other things to do with the sports desk, kind of adopting a third wheel here as just a side project for us. So if you have some ideas, we are open to suggestions.
We got March Madness coming up.
We do, and we'll certainly be doing something with that. It's a little bit tougher to get in format, but we'll figure something out. But again, if you have any ideas, by all means, if you enjoyed listening to fantasy football rantings, you want to hear anything else, let us know.
So, Jamie, what changes you'd like to see for next year?
Time's up. Gary Gotso.
I'd like to see a champions division. I want to see all the champions go into one division. We don't have four, but we can stick three in there and probably the horror show since they finished with the best record.
Or since they should have been the real champ, you know, either way.
I think Jamie actually has a point. I think next year needs to be the put up or shut up Jamie Johnson season in which we go open divisions.
No divisions, huh?
You don't go finish fifth, right?
You're going to go 4-12. If things work out like I hope, you'll finish it. We might just do one big old run at the championship. Think of it like the beginning of the New York City Marathon. Just everybody's on a bridge dashing to get off.
Okay.
We'll toss some ideas around. We'll figure something out. By all means, if you have some ideas as far as how to shake things up for next season, we don't care if you had a team or not. We'll listen to suggestions from anybody.
Changing your rosters after Thursday.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I don't think you have to worry about it. Now that we know to look for that particular option being switched on us.
I think another defensive player in a lineup is a good thing.
More defense.
I would personally like to suggest that Debbie Godso score more than 25 points against her husband on Couch Bowl week. That would be my personal suggestion.
Someone's going to get stabbed.
I'm sure that was the intent. As you know, really, Debbie wins Couch Bowl regardless. If Debbie wins Couch Bowl, then she is insufferable to the point where Gary sleeps on the futon, or the couch, rather, hence Couch Bowl. If Gary wins Couch Bowl, then Debbie is pissed off at him enough that he has to go sleep on the couch.
Is that it for the season?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. Recapping Couch Bowl is the best we can do, yes.
Yeah.
That truly is the pinnacle of what we do here. Guess what you got to do, Jamie? If you get the wife in the league again next year, you got to come up with a snappy nickname for your head-to-head bowl.
He's got a nice leather couch.
So, for my co-hosts, Gary and Jamie, we're closing the book on another What's on Joe Mind fantasy football season. And Gary, what's our motto?
Beat Chuck just by playing.
That's right, you beat Chuck just by playing. Good night, everybody.
Good night.